This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, salat salam ala Rasulillah. So in a previous video, we mentioned one of the most popular illustrations of taqwa, and that was a conversation that happened between Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu and Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhum jami'an. Other companions, they also defined or attempted to define what taqwa is. So one of the most beautiful definitions of taqwa is by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, who summarized it as follows. He says, التقوى الخوف من الجليل والعمل بالتنزيل والرضا بالقليل والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. He summarizes it in four things. He says that taqwa is fear of the sublime, fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and acting upon revelation, and contentment with what is little, and preparing for deportation. Deportation meaning preparing for the journey to akhirah. Others that came after the companions, they also attempted to define what taqwa is. And so Al-Hasan al-Basri and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, they both have a similar definition. Al-Hasan al-Basri says, for example, that it is simply to do that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has obligated for you to do and to abstain from what Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden from you to do. And those two things, if you do that, then you are a person of taqwa. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he elaborates on that point. Same point, but he elaborates on it saying that it is not taqwa. You know, the person of taqwa is not the person who fasts, lots of voluntary fasts, and prays the night. That's not taqwa. The person of taqwa is the person who is able to do what is obligatory. They do what Allah Azza wa Jalla has obligated on them, and they abstain from what Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden. And so it's not so much in increasing a lot of voluntary actions as much as it is doing the obligations and staying away from the prohibitions. Those are the people of taqwa. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make you and I from them.